Bulletin board. Conference time. Here's a way to learn who the general authorities are as you hear them speak in general conference. The Brandt family from South Jordan, Utah, takes the general authority chart out of a conference issue of the Ensign, May and November, and posts it next to their TV. When a general authority gets up to speak, the children hurry to the chart to see who can find his picture first. If you watch conference from a meeting house, you can take the chart with you and quietly point to or circle the correct picture. By the end of the conference, you will know many of our church leaders. Journal Junction. This month, write about a hobby or talent you have. How did you learn it? Do you take lessons? Is it something you do alone or with others? Write about why you like doing it. Crispy chips. You will need 3 medium red potatoes, scrubbed, 1/4 cup olive oil, salt, spices of your choice, such as cumin, garlic powder, curry powder, or chili powder. First, with an adult's help, slice the potatoes thinly. Brush the slices with the olive oil on both sides, and sprinkle both sides with the salt and spices. Second, put 3 paper towels on a microwave-safe plate. Lay the potato slices on top of the paper towels. Do not overlap the slices. Third, microwave for 3 minutes. Turn the slices over and microwave for another 2 to 3 minutes until the chips are dry and crispy. Repeat until all the potato slices have turned into tasty homemade chips. Note, to bake the chips in an oven, spread the slices on a greased baking sheet. Bake at 450 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 to 35 minutes until crisp. Flip slices 2 or 3 times during baking. Setting goals. Aiden N., age 10, Nevada, set a goal to say his prayers every night. He said, "When I pray, I thank Heavenly Father for the things He has done for us. When I pray, I feel the Spirit, and it makes me really happy. I am thankful for Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. I believe everyone should pray. It's worth it." Have you been working on a goal this year? Remember that you can pray to Heavenly Father and ask Him to help you reach your goal. I would suggest that if you want to have success in the goal-setting process, you learn to write your goals down. I would even put them in a prominent place, on your mirror or on the refrigerator door. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Go for it. New Era. March 2004, page 4. End of Bulletin Board.